I mean, this is still a work in progress. We're a ways away, you know, from anything. And that's what the preseason's all about, is that you get four opportunities to do some different things. Again, you know, everybody on and every group, whether it's offense, defense, and special teams, is all learning a whole brand new system. So, you know, you can't throw everything at them. There has to be a layered effect as it goes in. So, you know, there's some subtle tweaks here and there as we keep moving. But it'll be that way during the season, because the defenses you face are different. So what you ran against one team will be different than you get against another team, because the looks are going to be different. So.
Welcome to the NovaCare Complex and Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro with you on this Monday. Busy, busy week for the Philadelphia Eagles. It began on Saturday night with a preseason game at Jacksonville. We'll talk all about that as the Eagles move to 2-1 with game number 4 on Thursday night. Some ups, some downs, and a lot of excitement for the Eagles in this one against Jacksonville. Riley Cooper with the touchdown catch there from Michael Vick. Eagles also getting the roster in order, down to 76 players. One more cut to make before Tuesday at 4 p.m. That is the NFL deadline for reaching the mandatory roster maximum of 75 players. You see those cut on Sunday. Derek Carrier, member of the Journey. We thank him for his efforts here and his cooperation. Good player. Wish him the best of luck. Jamar Chaney, only a few seasons ago, the starting middle linebacker here. Kenny Phillips signed to a low-risk, high-reward deal for the Eagles. They knew it going in that Kenny Phillips had some injury concerns, of course, just not able to stay on the field consistently. Can't make the club if you are in the tub. Other players, Will Shaw impressing at the tight end position. Brad Wing's got a future in this league. This has to just be more consistent. Big leg, though, must continue to work at it. So Brad Wing, all these kids, really, really worked hard, and wish them the best of luck. And obviously, a long way to go before they will stop chasing their dreams. Today at practice, the Eagles having it over at Lincoln Financial Field. Another nice crowd on hand. And that concludes the public portion of this 2013 training camp period. So thanks to everyone who was out there. It was really a wonderful environment, great atmosphere, and the players, coaches, everyone enjoying it very much. Let's get you caught up on today's headlines.
Thanks, Dave, and we'll start off today's headlines with Chip Kelly unveiling the starting lineup, so to speak, for Thursday's game against the New York Jets. The starters will not play. Person to watch will be quarterback Nick Foles. He'll get the start. Plenty of reps for backup quarterback for this Thursday night, Matt Barkley. Now, the Eagles have to trim their roster to the 53-man limit by Saturday at 6 p.m. Two positions to keep an eye on are safety and tight end. Chip Kelly said those will be two of the toughest to evaluate. At safety, one thing to note, Nate Allen and Earl Wolf will both get to start. The only person that will not play from that position group is Patrick Chung, as he has one of the two starting spots locked up. At tight end, a person to watch is going to be Clay Harbor. He actually said he's going to be playing wide receiver in the first half of the game and tight end in the second half. Now, the Eagles released 12 players on Sunday as they inch closer to Tuesday's 75-man limit. Veteran linebacker Jamar Chaney, former seventh-round pick and a longtime starter on the defense, was among the players involved in those cuts. Now, today was the final open practice here at Lincoln Financial Field. 110,000 fans attended the five open practices, so a salute to all the Eagles fans out there. And again, Thursday night, the Eagles finish up the preseason against the Jets. 7 p.m. kickoff. We'll have complete coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, culminating with the postgame show presented by Rico. That's going to do it for today's headlines. Let's send it back to the studio for more Inside Training Camp with Dave Spadaro.
Well, thank you very much, Chris McPherson. Great job over there at Lincoln Financial Field. Festive day today, Eagles in shells on the field. Good, crisp practice just a couple of days after that win in Jacksonville. Now, of course, Thursday night, Preseason game number 4, jobs on the line. Chip Kelly will not play the starters. Nick Foles gets the starting job at the quarterback position on Thursday night. Matt Barkley will see a lot of reps as well. More intrigue, and we'll get into it, at the quarterback position. Nick Foles looking really, really good on Saturday night. A tremendous 99-yard drive, no, 99.5-yard drive to put the winning points on the board against the Jaguars. When we return inside training camp presented by Xfinity, Chip Kelly and the media, a little post-game press conference dissection of the win over Jacksonville, where the roster is now, and what to expect on Thursday night.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News & World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
Even when you're in aisle 4, you're never far from home. With Xfinity Home, you can set your alarm as you stock up the house. Check in on your best friend while you're at work. And even adjust your thermostat when you're out and about. Plus, you can add 24/7 professional monitoring. Xfinity Home gives you a total home security and control solution that simplifies your life. This is easy. This is simple. This is awesome. This is Xfinity Home.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger and Ike Reese and Mike Quick.
Here's a guy that showed up time and time again. Love the way D'Amico Ryans keeps his shoulder square to the line.
When you've got an offensive line the caliber of guys you're talking about, you've got athletes at the offensive line position.
They must practice all week with great discipline in order to defend Cam Newton.
What I like for Brandon Graham right here is his ability to convert speed to power.
That's good, solid football right here.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com on this beautiful Monday. Eagles holding an open practice, their fifth and final open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. So bringing training camp back to Philadelphia for the first time in 70 years, a big hit with the Eagles fans. Prior to the practice, head coach Chip Kelly meeting the media. Let's go over to Lincoln Financial Field and hear what the head coach had to say.
Our starters will not play, although in the secondary we may have to have one or two just because of the injuries at that point in time when we got to kind of finalize that in the next day or two here. But, you know, with Whitley and Hughes and Marsh being out, we can't go through with just four guys available back there. So there may be one or two of the secondary guys that we're going to have to roll through there a little bit. But besides that, we're going to try to keep the ones out and then get the guys who are, you know, trying to get that cut down from 75 to 53 the predominant amount of work. So we got some big decisions to make on Friday and Saturday. So.
Chip, what's this? I know Brandon Hughes fractured his hand in the game.
Yeah, it's a hand. I don't know the exact thing, but it's broken
Did
somewhere
you know
in there.
He has to have surgery or a pin?
Don't know that yet. I know there is a broken bone in there somewhere.
How
so.
Concerned are you right now with your
Yeah, we are concerned, you know, with three of those guys being out. You know, and that's where post game on Thursday will be a big day in terms of what becomes available. But, you know, our whole thoughts is we got to play with what we got, you know. So that is a concern when you do have three guys at the same position out right now.
How about the quarterback situation? Well, you mentioned the starters won't play, but what's the quarterback rotation going to be?
Nick's going to start, and then Nick and Matt will get the predominant amount of snaps. We'll try to get G.J. and Dennis in late, but Nick will start, and Nick and Matt will get the predominant amount of snaps.
Is there a rough timetable for Marsh?
Don't have that yet. So.
You guys cut Kenny yesterday. He was one of the guys that was released. And what went into that decision period? Did you really get an accurate gauge of even what he could bring, or is it just
injury side? Just our depth at the, you know, the safety spot. We do have a lot of guys there, and probably maybe giving him an opportunity to see if he can catch on somewhere. But our safeties are huge for us in special teams. Didn't get a lot of special teams work out of them. So it was just a matter of having to make a decision when we got there, getting down to 75. What's the best way for us to get there?
What did Donnie injured players and corner Dennis Kelly in terms of putting the 53 together? What factor does the injury have in the
big, you know, when can they come back? That'll be a consultation with our doctors, and you know, when do we expect them? You know, can they? Is it back week 3? Is it back week 8? You know, some of that all has to go into those final decisions on who's part of the 53. But we do have some guys in that situation, the Marshes and the Hugheses, Dennis Kelly, so to speak.
You talked about depth at the safety position. Have you settled on 2 guys as being your starter at this point, or is that still open, and is that going to go into this fourth game as well?
Yeah, I think we'll get some work depending on how Billy wants to rotate those guys back there. So we may get another opportunity to see him. I think Pat may not go on Thursday, but the other guys will go. So trying to finalize it that way.
What did Donnie Jones do to win the punter draft?
Excuse me?
Donnie Jones, why is he the guy?
Donnie just proved to us, you know, that he obviously a better average, a little bit more experience than Brad. I think Brad's got a big potential in this league, but it was going to have to show us. You know, you got a guy in Donnie that's played a lot of football here, did a great job, you know, plus 50 punts. And at this point in time, we just weren't going to carry 2 going into the last week when you had to cut down, when we know Donnie's a guy. So hopefully, you know, if Brad gets an opportunity to maybe catch on with somebody. I think Brad has a leg to kick in the National Football League. You just don't have the luxury of keeping 2.
Chip, Thornton, Cox, O'Quarrie, is that your 3-man line going into the rest of the year?
Yeah, we think so. But we're going to rotate those guys. So, but I think those will be the 3 that don't play on Thursday night. But we can't sit everybody because, you know, we got to get some depth in there just from an injury standpoint, who's going to play. So.
It seemed like the Jaguars were able to pick away some of the things that you do on offense. Is that stuff that you've seen many times before at Oregon, teams trying to do certain things to stop the read option, or is that something that you hadn't seen?
I mean, I've seen everything to defend it, but I don't understand the question of them taking away things that we did. So we had 450 yards of offense. So.
I mean, just on a couple plays, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, everybody in this league is going to make plays, so I don't think there wasn't anything particular scheme-wise that we haven't seen before. So,
when you watch the film, what did you see from the offensive line in terms of some plays where they had protection issues? What did you see?
Yeah, I think more of a technique work and fundamentals, you know, understanding where we are. I think it wasn't any where we just, you know, the protection was set the wrong way and there were free runners coming in, but we did get beat in some one-on-one matchups, and that's just, you know, a matter. Some of those guys have been out for a little bit of time, so it's a matter of getting them back, getting them understanding where they're going to be. If they're supposed to have to be help on the inside, is that help there? You know, a couple of them were just oversetting, just, you know, little technical things. But the deal in being really good is making sure that you take care of the little details. So.
Chip, is there an issue with the way Brett
Mike, it seemed like he held the ball quite a bit on some of those plays where he took hits?
Yeah, there was just a couple, but I think it was great coverage. You know, we had guys in coverage. A couple of those were 7-man protection, so we didn't have everybody out. There were 3-man routes, and, you know, Jacksonville wasn't blitzing, but those guys were now in great coverage. And part of being a great quarterback is making great decisions. So if people are covered, I would rather our quarterback hold onto the ball than release the ball. So,
Chip, what do you do to help Bryce Brown with his ball security?
Yeah, I know it's been an issue here in the past on that particular play. I mean, their defensive back put their hat on the football. You know, he did have the football tight against his side. It was swinging a little bit earlier in the run, but, you know, I'll give their guy credit. But it's not something just Bryce. I think it's everybody. You know, that's our responsibility is when you get the ball at the beginning of the play is to finish the play with the ball. And we talk about ball security all the time. We do ball security drills every single day, and we'll continue to do that. But it's a fundamental that, you know, once the season starts, we can't lose sight of it because it's integral to what we do. You know, and the turnover takeaway battle is huge in this game. And you can't afford to give possessions away. And we lost one in the return game, and we lost one, you know, on going in. You know, we arguably had the ball on the 1-yard line going in to score. So, and then we threw a pick in the red zone. So those are things we really got to stay away from. But it's something as a staff and as a team that we constantly talk about and we'll continue to drill.
Is there anything in the way, watching the tape, that with the way Bryce holds the football that makes it vulnerable to losing?
I think I just answered that question.
Okay, so you didn't pick.
Now, on that play, he had the ball tight against his body. Their defensive back came across and stuck his helmet on the football. So. Tough, hard, physical runner. He's got outstanding speed. you know, for a big guy, you know, really is decisive when he makes decisions on where he wants to go. You know, is a downhill one-cut guy. You know, I really have been impressed with Bryce as a runner. And it's he's certainly a guy I think it's a luxury to have when you got a couple guys. I think Chris has played really, really well, and obviously we have LeSean, but, you know, the three of those guys, I would put that group up against anybody.
Some of the questions about Bryce apply to Damaris Johnson as well. You see the playmaking, the explosiveness, but then maybe some bad decisions and deep in the end zone and the fumble. How do you kind of balance wanting to have him out there for the playmaking but also being smarter with the decisions?
It's the same thing. You know, it's that's what the preseason's all about. You hope those guys learn and you got a situation where you can talk to him about making great decisions in terms of where you are. You know, and again, he got hit pretty good. You know, and part of we talk about from a ball security standpoint, there's 11 guys on the punt return team. If we did a better job holding up and not letting guys get free runs at him, you know, then he's not in that situation. So it's on him, but it's on everybody else at the same time.
Chip, I think you mentioned earlier that you had a lot of safeties, but what positions would you think are the toughest for this football team? Obviously, you being
the head coach. Toughest to make decisions? I think safety is one because we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to cut again at that position. Tight end is a position I think a strength for us in terms of who we're going to release. Offensive line and defensive line, I think are probably the biggest ones in terms of, you know, quality football players that we're not probably going to be able to keep.
Chip, in the college game, you don't have that many cut down days.
We have none.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is your job. It's part of the job. You got to be professional, cold eye. But, you know, you got to call guys in and tell them that what they hope is their life's work isn't going to work out here. Tough for you? Is it an adjustment?
No, it is tough. You know, and I think we specifically as a staff went about it that way. You know, so they obviously met with Howie, but they met with me. They also met with the coordinator and they met with their position coach because, you know, for us, we have to make a lot of cuts. We got to go from 90 to 75 and from 75 to 53. But for them, that's it. You know, and I think Billy Davis was the one who made the point to me. Billy got cut when his one tryout with the Dolphins, you know, and that's the only time you get cut. And you remember that for the rest of your life. You know, when we're cutting, you know, we have to do it. That's part of our job. But I think we were conscious of that. So I made sure I sat down with everybody. I think our coordinators all sat down with everybody. The position coach sat down with them. You know, it's a difficult time. But I think a lot of it is just thanking them for what they did, you know, in terms of how professional they were when they were here and what they gave to us when they were here. And, you know, if we can help them in any way, we will. Some of them are guys that we would consider practice squad players if the opportunity presents itself. You don't know what's available to you, so you can't make any promises. But, you know, we did cut down yesterday, but a bunch of really, really good guys that we enjoyed coaching, and that's the hard part. You know, there's a certain number that's going to make it. You start with 90, and you got to end up with 53, and how that comes about, you know, it's difficult. You know, sometimes it's an injury for certain players, and then that's, you know, they kind of understand I didn't make the team because I got hurt. But other guys, it's, and they gave everything they had, but it's just not in the cards for them right now. So it is a difficult time. It's not that he doesn't fit in the scheme. It's just that we can't keep everybody. It's the same thing, you know. And if you're gonna, as you move on, there's a lot of guys when you sat in there and just say, hey, you know, it becomes a numbers game. You know, so, you know, someone had to go with the inside linebacker position at this point in time. So, you know, where does it fall? And you have to make some decisions. And sometimes it's razor thin close, but you can't say, hey, give me a couple more days. I mean, it's got to be done. So we also didn't feel in every case almost that it's not beneficial for them to practice with us Monday, Tuesday, and then release them because we got to get the cut down tomorrow. So
what was the thinking behind, like, keeping all five quarterbacks in the first round?
Because of the versatility they give us in practice and how they can help us at this point in time. I didn't hear you.
Todd Ehrman's 100% healthy. Todd Ehrman.
He was banged up a little bit last week, but I think he's getting back to where he needs to be.
Are you tempted at all with Jason Peters? It was his first game in a year and a half, and that group, those five guys have only played, I guess, 45 snaps or so in game situation. Are you tempted at all? Were you tempted to maybe play him a little Thursday night, or do you feel like they
get together longer? Was I tempted? No. I think you also have to think, you know, in our first three games happened in 11 days. You know, and we got to play on a Monday and then a Sunday and then a Thursday. So, you know, there's got to be that balancing act that you do, and it's a very, very long season. You know, so you got four preseason games, you got 16 regular season games, and then playoffs. So, you know, there's a part where, hey, I'd like to get those guys as many reps as we can, but we also have to understand the bigger picture here. So, we weren't tempted. I thought Jason, for his first action, actually played really well. You know, there's a Some technical things he'll tell you. He's probably his harshest critic, but it was very comforting knowing that we have number 71 out there. So. No, that's in the plan, but I know Deshaun can return punts. So, you know, it's the same thing. We don't need to expose him in a preseason game, but there'll be a point in time when Deshaun's back there.
What did you think when you saw Earl on film in that game and how they did, and how comfortable are you at that position right now?
You know, they both had real good plays, and they both had plays that they want back. So it's a, you know, it's a work in progress at the safety position. So it's not, there's not, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say either one of those guys are playing at an all-pro level right now. They both know what they have to work on. I've seen improvement from game one to game two to game three, but it's going to be a work in progress with those guys.
Chip, the run defense seems to be giving up big chunks of yards. I imagine it's a concern. Is it just learning a new scheme? Is it switching to the 3-4 personnel or all of the above?
I would say it's all of the above. You know, you look at the long run we had, we got two kids cut and knocked down on the ground. One of the guys missed his gap integrity, and then we had two guys take very, very poor angles to the football. So, you know, we really didn't get a hand on the guy. You know, I think that's all part of it when you look at that specific play. You know, so it's a process of going through it and making sure guys understand where their role is, what their responsibility is, and being where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there.
Are you comfortable with it going into the Washington game?
We haven't played Washington yet, so. Am I comfortable? Was I happy that we had a 63-yard run last week? No.
And that is head coach Chip Kelly talking about the Eagles as they stand today. 76 players on the roster, one to go before 4 p.m. tomorrow, and then a big cut down to 53 players by Saturday at 6 p.m. with one preseason game to go. Where do the Eagles turn to get this roster the best it can be? We're going to talk about the game that was Jacksonville, a come-from-behind victory for the Eagles. Not perfect, but a win. A lot of good things, some things the Eagles need to clean up. All of that part of our game discussion when we return to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.
Caramel mocha.
Caramel almond.
Caramel turtle.
That would have been awkward.
With Dunkin's caramel iced coffee flavors, there are more ways than ever to love caramel. Try the new caramel coconut today. America runs on Dunkin'.
When you experience something great, you want to share it with everyone. That's why more customers recommend Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Countless reasons, one choice. That's powerful. Verizon.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Gold Rush, with 15 top prizes of $300,000. It's kind of fun to make a splash. Keep on scratching.
Grandma, your biscuits are the best.
No, these are from Dunkin'.
Granny!
I have a life, you know. That's for me.
Dunkin's new chicken biscuit sandwich is a tender chicken filet on a Southern-style biscuit. Grab one for $2.99 today. America runs on Dunkin'.
.31-24, the final score on Saturday night. The Eagles coming back to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, a game that had a little bit of everything, some big plays by the offense, some big plays by the defense, and some mistakes as well. We take a look at some of the numbers from the game. Michael Vick, well, the numbers looked good, but included in there that interception thrown to stunt one drive. Quite a bit of pressure early in the game on Vick. How did he handle it? The coach says some things to work on, but by and large, Chip Kelly pleased with how Michael Vick performed on Saturday night. Dropping back here, Riley Cooper, the target in the end zone. Touchdown to Cooper. And that gives the Eagles a 10-7 lead. They had the momentum. They were rolling, and then Demaris Johnson fumbling a punt. Part of three turnovers on the night for the Philadelphia Eagles. We see here Vick drops back, has a good pocket, throws to Cooper, and the offense rolling at that point. In fact, the offense rolling for much of the night here. Some big playmakers for Philadelphia. Bryce Brown, 11 carries, 92 yards. But, and here's what the theme of the night was, a fumble to end a drive in the third quarter, a drive in which the Eagles really moved up and down the field. But as Bryce Brown moves the football eludes him, as we'll see in a bit here. Making big plays, getting to the outside, getting down the field, showing some of that combination power and speed, going to the end zone, but no. A fumble by Brown goes out of the end zone, and the Eagles lose possession of the football. Bryce Brown, the numbers, fantastic. 11 carries, 92 yards, 8.5 yards per attempt, and a touchdown. But that big fumble, a problem he had last year, certainly needs to carry the football, as he is in the graphic there, high and tight. How about linebacker Connor Barwin for the defense, recording the first takeaway for the Eagles defense in this 2013 preseason. Dropping back into coverage, Chad Henne delivers the football. Barwin there, tips it up, catches it, and the Eagles turn that into the Vick to Cooper touchdown. Outstanding play from Connor Barwin. We take a look at some of the standouts from the Eagles defense. Barwin, Kendricks continuing to play in offense's backfield, and Vinnie Curry, again, big game off the bench. Two tackles, a sack, and two quarterback hits. How about the special teams? Demaris Johnson has been scintillating in this preseason, takes this kickoff. Well, that was one of his not-so-special returns, but for the most part, he has been outstanding, averaging over 20 yards per kickoff return. Here you go. Probably one step or two away from taking that to the house. He's been outstanding. Both he and Brandon Boykin, terrific on kickoff returns. Eagles getting some good blocks there. And Johnson finds the holes and turns on the jets and gets up the field. Look at that move on the kicker. And then here in the punt return game, setting up the Eagles offense with another nice punt return and a face mask to boot. That gives the Eagles a chance to drive late in the first half. They turned it into 3 points, one of the rare miscues in the red zone. However, Johnson did fumble, and there's that but again as far as the way this team has performed in the preseason. A rare poor kickoff return for the Eagles. Jason Avant has 10 catches in 3 games for the Eagles. Look at how wide open he is. Eagles getting receivers open all over the field. And even that little bubble screen, Avant able to turn it up the field for a nice gain. And what about this catch? A tipped ball, the one-hand drill. Jason Avant makes the catch, gets to the first down marker. Big playmaker, Jason Avant, for this Eagles offense. When we return to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, we have a visitor. SiriusXM NFL Radio's Jim Miller stops by the studio. He's got some perspective on just what this West Coast offense could mean for quarterback Michael Vick.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News & World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
We'd love to hear what you think about the X1 platform. Give me something to search.
Mindy Kaling.
Sure, let's do that.
Awesome. It's everything me all in one place.
Check this out. This is great. What should I watch?
The Mindy Project.
Okay, I wasn't even asking you. The X1 recommends things based on stuff I've watched. So.
The Mindy Project.
Okay, you'd search by genre if you... If
Mindy
you
Kaling cute. Okay, I'm just gonna take this. Mindy Kaling sexy.
recommendations, search, and voice control, all part of the X1 platform, your entertainment operating system, only from Xfinity.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling, and I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth. Let's get it.
You're getting ready to go have some fun, man.
Dude, we did it, man. Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be next to the Eagles.
There's no better feeling than walking into this stadium knowing that all these people are here to support you.
There he is.
Great to meet you.
How long is it going to be?
That's pretty awesome.
The studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by former NFL quarterback Jim Miller, now with Sirius XM NFL Radio, doing the training camp tour around the league. Jim, amazing that the NFL just gets bigger and bigger and better and more exciting. It's a wild thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, one, great to be with you. Well, here's what I'm going to say. I think the reason why it's so exciting, especially going into the 2013 season, this is a great X's and O's year. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially here in Philadelphia, everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen with the offense of Chip Kelly. Can they honestly attack every blade of grass out there on the field? And I think from that standpoint, it's pretty intriguing. So you've got spread offenses, spread option offenses. You've got high up-tempo offenses. Teams are trying to learn how to defend, and probably more quarterbacks that can make moves with their legs or plays with their legs than ever before in the NFL.
What is an NFL offense like from the days of which wasn't that good to now? I mean, from your perspective.
Well, I mean, there are more traditional style offenses. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. But I think because the rules of the game are going to dictate what you can do. I mean, people think that all these wide receiver screens are something new to the game and bubble screens. Go back to the Steelers in the 70s. They were doing this stuff. So it is cyclical, but now the rules have geared it to where teams can take advantage of it more and more. And so I see teams that are taking advantage of it, and that's probably why Philadelphia is so intriguing.
Your reaction back in the winter when Jeffrey Lurie announced that Chip Kelly would be the head coach. Great success at Oregon, but still one of those college to the NFL coaches. Did you think it was going to be a big gimmick here?
No, I didn't think it'd be a gimmick. I think when you look at Chip Kelly, he's a solid football guy. There's no doubt about that. He knows the principles of the game at the end of the day. And, you know, he's even made the statement that football is football. But I do think you're seeing more analytics being brought into football, meaning tendencies, study sheets, statistics, things like that, of what you can take advantage of both offensively and defensively. And I think Chip definitely is knowledgeable about that, and he takes advantage of it and why he structures some things differently than other teams around the league.
What kind of expectations do you have for the scheme?
I think they're going to be a very explosive offense. I do think the Philadelphia Eagles will be able to score a lot of points, and here's why. When you look at spread offenses in the past, I mean, typically, like we ran this offense, believe it or not, in Chicago back in the early 2000s. Bubble screens, all those type of things. 20-20 wasn't a problem. Scoring was the issue. Mm-hmm. And roster moves were the issue. Let's say if we went into a game with five wide receivers, well, the opening kickoff, one of our receivers got hurt. Now you're throwing a tight end out there. And I think Chip Kelly has already taken all these things into account. So I think they'll be able to score a lot. From my standpoint about the Eagles, how are they going to be able to adjust defensively? Is it, you know, if they're going to go to a two-gap scheme, which is a true 3-4, you know, can they get by with all the multiple formations that they're going to do defensively? Because there's going to be a lot of different packages. So I think Chip is going to try to protect the defense, score a lot of points, now use that speed defensively to make the stops that are necessary.
You know Bill Davis. You know a little bit about his history. What, from before we get into the offense heavily here, you'd say a lot of formations, a lot of multiple schemes. What does that mean to the fans?
Well, packages. Everything is packages now in the NFL. What I mean by that, are there going to be three safety looks? You know, because you look, you have Patrick Chung, Nate Allen back there. I mean, who's to say that the other Coleman gets in there? They could have some three safety looks. What are they going to do in terms of their NASCAR package? We know it's a 3-4 defense, but maybe they throw some extra linebackers out there, and some could be lining up on the defensive line. So I think you're going to see more aggressive blitzing packages. Because, again, if they're protected by their their offense, which scores a lot of points, they're probably going to have to do a lot more coverage things and put pressure in different areas. So I just think I see the defense here being very multiple, a lot of packages being introduced, and it's really, you know, to keep an offense off balance. Because now think about what an offense has to do. They have to prepare for all those packages, mm-hmm. and that's just the modern-day NFL.
Michael Vick, the starting quarterback here, mm-hmm. Jim, and you've obviously you played when Michael Vick came into the league, and we followed him for all these years. Can you teach a veteran quarterback a new way to play?
I think for Michael, he's going to excel in this offense because it's finally the first offense that's going to take advantage of his skills. The best year that I thought that Michael Vick played was under Dan Reeves. A long time ago was when he took Atlanta to the championship game up there, I believe it was against Green Bay mm-hmm. That year. And I think Chip Kelly, again, knows how to take advantage of his skill sets. I mean, Michael Vick was third on the team last year in rushing. You know, if things break down and things aren't perfect in terms of pass protection, Michael Vick can take off and make plays with his legs. And yes, I do think he'll be smarter about getting down, running out of bounds, not taking the big hits. And even my discussions with Michael Vick today, he's taking better care of his body. And what I mean by that, when it had his blood drawn, hey, where am I low in areas of deficiencies in terms of nutrients? He upped his B12, upped his calcium, increased his bone density, things like that. And players nowadays, in terms of analytics, they think about these things, and I think that'll help Michael Vick as well.
I don't want to say you're an old school guy, but you played a couple of years ago, and that era didn't consider analytics and didn't consider the data. You're buying into all this stuff, don't
you? Yeah, absolutely. I just know towards the end of my career, because I have a big injury history. I've had 15 surgeries, and that was probably my biggest detriment. I couldn't stay healthy enough to make it through a season. And so I did those things towards the end of my career, had my blood drawn, had low zinc, I had low iron, had other things that I needed to correct in my body to give me the best opportunity to stay on the field. And I think Michael's aware that most players, when they get older, are aware of those type of things to try and prolong their career.
Jim, when you watch the Eagles this year, what are you going to be looking for? What kind of expectations do you have?
I'm like everybody else. I just want to see it all come together. I think early they're going to surprise a lot of teams. Hey, how do we defend these guys? You know, how do we attack them? Then as the season goes on, defenses are going to start to prepare a little bit better. But I do think the Eagles have the ability to wear their opponents down because it's far different when you're playing a spread. Everybody thinks a high-tempo offense, and they think it's going to be a two-minute drill the whole game. It's not. It'll be somewhere in between. But the problem is defenders get worn out. I just know, again, in my experiences in this offense with Gary Croton, the first two quarters, the pass rush was there. But because we ran the bubble screens, did the quick-hitting plays, those defenders, those D linemen, have to track that down. They have to run all the way to the sideline. Then by the middle of the third quarter, there was no pass rush. Mm-hmm. And I can't move anyway, so I was just back there all day long just chucking it and had all day long to throw the football. And I think Philadelphia have the ability to do that.
Can you tell Michael to slide, please?
Michael, please slide. They need you healthy here in Philadelphia.
Jim Miller in studio here. Thanks very much.
You bet. Thank
you. On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Caramel mocha.
Caramel almond.
Caramel turtle.
That would have been awkward.
With Dunkin's caramel iced coffee flavors, there are more ways than ever to love caramel. Try the new caramel coconut today. America runs on Dunkin'.
When you experience something great, you want to share it with everyone. That's why more customers recommend Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Countless reasons, one choice. That's powerful. Verizon.
Grandma, your biscuits are the best.
Oh, these are from Dunkin'.
Granny!
I have a life, you know. That's for me.
Dunkin's new chicken biscuit sandwich is a tender chicken filet on a southern style biscuit. Grab one for $2.99 today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Let's get it.
You're getting ready to have fun, man.
Dude, we did it, man. Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be Pittsburgh Eagles.
There's no better feeling than walking into this stadium knowing that all these people are here to support you.
There he is.
Great to meet you.
How long
great
to meet you.
That's pretty awesome.
The telephone number. Your thoughts on the Eagles, 2-1 in the preseason. Some serious roster decisions to be made this week. Do you expect some trades? Do you expect the Eagles to be active on the waiver wire, perhaps? And what's the strength of the team? What's an area that you'd like to work on? Where do the Eagles go from here? 2-1 in the preseason. The offense rolling up and down the field. The defense showing some good things, also some areas that it needs to improve upon. And we go back over to Lincoln Financial Field now and talk to some of the players here as they go through their final open practice of this preseason. A good crowd, over 110,000 fans attending in total the five open training camp practices at Lincoln Financial Field. Really good environment there for everyone. Let's take a phone call first from Shake. Hey, Shake, how are you?
Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Good.
Dave, I just wanted to talk about all the running backs, maybe Chris Polk or Bryce Brown or Matthew Tucker. Who do you think we keep out of all three of those?
I would think that Tucker would be the odd man out there at this point.
Okay.
All right. I would think three halfbacks. Polk has been outstanding this preseason. He's had a fumble. Brown has been outstanding this preseason. He's also had a fumble.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bryce Brown last year that he, like, all the two games that he had with the big numbers, I think we keep him, but I'm not really sure about maybe Chris Polk, but he's been playing really good in the preseason, though.
Yeah, he's been doing great in the preseason. Yeah, I think both of them will make the team. They both came in great shape.
The one that will be cut.
Well, I think it'll be Matthew Tucker will be the one. If they only keep three, I would think that Matthew, thank you for the phone call, Shake. I would think that Matthew Tucker would be that one player who would make it. Talented kid, a lot of ability there. I just don't think at this point he's as polished, as explosive as Brown, as solid as Polk. The Eagles really have a tremendous running back situation with McCoy, with Brown, and with Polk. But the key will be high and tight, tuck the football in. No giveaways for the Eagles in the run or the pass game. If they can clean this thing up offensively, just think of the devastating potential, the ability to keep defenses guessing, keep them confused, and score a lot of points. Let's go to Florida and talk to Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, good. I think we had to work on the defense. If we get a defense, we'll be right there at the end.
Well, what do you think the defense needs, Ray?
I think they need a lot of work, you know, on stopping the run. That's the main thing from the other night.
Yeah, it's interesting. Teams are running the football in the Eagles. Now, the Eagles are not game planning yet. Don't worry, they haven't really shown much of their scheme. But I think around the league, you see in the preseason a lot of points, a lot of yards. Clearly, though, the Eagles must stop the run. They want to get some takeaways. They want to put the offense back on the field, Ray.
Yeah, I've been an Eagle fan for 61 years.
Ray, we thank you. Where are you from Philly originally, Ray?
Yeah, I lived on Patterson Avenue where I was born, on Oregon Avenue.
Oh, wow.
Then I moved to Florida, but I'm still an Eagle fan.
Well, hey, you're the man. We love your support. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for the phone call. Ray in Florida, loving the Eagles for 60 years. A lot of wins in those times, certainly not the win that we wanted here in the Super Bowl era, but that's the goal as the Eagles line up starting September 9th. Not that far away, Monday Night Football in Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field. The Eagles starting the regular season against the Washington Redskins. One more preseason game to go, however. We're going to stay in Florida and talk to Lewis, who joins us here on Inside Training Camp. Hi, Lewis.
How you doing, Dave?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to talk about the defense, specifically the defense I saw against Jacksonville.
Okay.
I think people are panicking a little bit about the run defense. Like you said, they're not game planning, and I feel like consistently they can stop the run, and occasionally they let up the big runs because they're not game planning and not specifically trying to stop the teams they're going against in the run game.
Well, you know, we'll find out, because the Redskins on September 9th, Lewis, they run the football, and you know, if you don't take away that run game, their play action just kills you. So
yeah,
I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do from a scheme standpoint. I know they want to be aggressive.
Bill Davis really sound scheme. I think he has a good mindset as a defensive coach. I like what he's doing. I like who he's putting in there, and I have faith in the guys, especially our front seven. I got faith in the front seven.
Yeah, again, I just want to see who it's going to be. You know, where are you going to use Trent Cole? How are you going to use Michael Kendricks? What can you do with Connor Barwin? A lot of pieces that the Eagles don't even know about yet. So, Lewis, I agree. I think I think we all have questions about the defense. They've given, they've given up a lot of points here, given up a lot of yards just to take away from Barwin. But again, they haven't schemed a lot, and all this stuff after Thursday night matters not a bit. Everybody in the league will be 0-0, and everybody will be showing things in that first weekend that they haven't shown all preseason.
Definitely.
So, hey, thanks, Lewis.
No problem.
All right, good stuff. 215-320-5170. Who's on the bubble here? Who makes the roster that you just didn't see making it? How young will the Eagles roster be when we take a look at it and dissect it and think about things? Here's the roster cuts from yesterday, 12 players in all. No real surprises there. Kenny Phillips not healthy enough to stay on the field. Was certainly healthy these last couple of days, the last week or so, off and on healthy, but you cannot make a football team if you can't practice every day, and that's what the Eagles really looking for from Kenny Phillips, and that's the challenge they knew when they signed him. All right, let's go to Las Vegas and talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I have the benefit of watching the delayed NFL broadcast
right.
last night. And was generally okay with performance. I think there's a force field, Dave, across the goal line. That's somewhere between like the 5-yard line and the goal line that predisposes us to cough it up. Vic last year.
Yeah, I think every
Browns
team. I think
last night.
I hear you. Listen, I mean, look, Eagles were 3 of 5 in the red zone. They've been very good in the red zone for the most part here in this preseason. I think that's if you look at the Eagles. And the question marks, Jimmy, as far as the offense goes, would you agree, we take a look at these numbers, just digest those numbers for a moment, would you agree, the number that sticks out to me, 452 yards, and, by the way, people, Eagles averaging 75 snaps a game offensively. The biggest question offensively to me, Jimmy, is red zone touchdowns.
Yeah, no question. I think that we're much better off this year than we were last year. But on a serious note, Dave, we've got an issue on the opposite side of Connor Barwin in terms of outside linebacker. I can say something you can't. McCoy looks like a stiff. They've got to get somebody. And San Francisco is looking to trade their outside linebacker, the guy that tore his tricep last year.
Ahmad Brooks? I don't know.
Who is it?
I don't know. Ahmad Brooks is the only name I can think of.
No, it's an odd name, and it just came out over the wire. But I think they're going to have to find a plug-in 3-4 guy that can play in space. I mean, I think it just is a glaring concern. Otherwise, I'm happy with where we are.
Yeah, listen, I tell you, Jimmy, I didn't expect you can't take a 4-12 team and change everything. And
absolutely.
Make it, so there's a bit of a long range view here.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
And defensively, look, I happen to like Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher and Boykin as their top three cornerbacks. Safeties, hey, the Eagles have been rotating Wolf and Allen. Somebody's got to step up and win that job alongside Patrick Chung. Mm-hmm. And the scheme, we have not seen it yet. I don't know what to expect from Bill Davis other than, you know, the idea that he learned under all these Pittsburgh Steelers great strategic minds the thinking would be, then you figure some of that Pittsburgh Steelers defensive mentality and the X's and O's come from there. But until September 9th rolls around, Jimmy, I don't know.
What do you think of the Temple kid that we traded Felix Jones for?
You know, I don't know. Adrian Robinson, I would imagine, play on Thursday night. And he will have to step up and catch the eye of this football team and these coaches immediately to make the team. Eagles, I think, have 13 linebackers on the roster. How many do you keep in a 3-4? Do you keep
guys that can turn their hips and run and cover? I think that's probably the first prerequisite.
Well, I'm not sure how much you're turning your hips. I mean, you're dropping back, but I don't know. Short area coverage.
Guys aren't going to give up the edge. They can cover a tight end or a back coming out. I think that is glare. I mean, I watched it, as I said, last night for the first time, and
so coverage is more concerning to you than run defense.
I like Kendricks.
Of course,
I like Kendricks. I think coverage, because it's a passing league, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, I think that I love Trent Cole. You know, I like the effort. I like what he's done for us, you know, thus far. But, gosh, I think they're going to attack us on that edge.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for the call. Thank you very much for the call, Jimmy. We will see. Obviously, I think everybody has a lot of questions about this Eagles defense. When we return, we go into the locker room. Eagles prepping for their final preseason game of this summer. Some players very much fighting for their Eagles professional lives. We'll hear from the locker room in just a moment.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
We'd love to hear what you think about the X1 platform. Give me something to search.
Mindy Kaling.
Sure, let's do that.
Awesome. It's everything me all in one place.
Check this out. This is great. What should I watch?
The Mindy Project.
Okay, I wasn't even asking you. The X1 recommends things based on stuff I've watched. So.
The Mindy Project.
Okay, you'd search by genre if you... If
Mindy
you
Kaling cute. Okay, I'm just gonna take this. Mindy Kaling sexy.
Recommendations, search, and voice control. All part of the X1 platform. Your entertainment operating system. Only from Xfinity.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Gold Rush, with 15 top prizes of $300,000. It's kind of fun to make a splash. Keep on scratching.
These days you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Oh, well, this will be Napoleon Dynamite for sure.
You don't want to get an animal into a camera shot with you because you have no idea what they're going to do. Right. It seems to me like you haven't been in the league that long, and yet now you're the old man. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
What do you miss about football?
Besides the paycheck?
You probably would have got smoked, Doc.
Bam!
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here at the NovaCare Complex on an absolutely beautiful Monday. The final open practice held today at Lincoln Financial Field. More than 110,000 fans showing up for the 5 practices as training camp returns to Philadelphia after 70 years and the fans gobbling it up at Lincoln Financial Field. Time to talk a little defensive backs. Rookie Earl Wolf pushing, trying to make an impression in preseason game number 4, maybe, just maybe, earning himself a starting spot in the process. Let's go into the Eagles locker room and hear from the players.
Every game I feel like I've gotten better. And right now, you know, my goal is just to continue to compete.
Earl, what's been the biggest challenge for you just throughout this process, and now as it kind of things get narrowed down?
I would say, you know, my eyes. You know, even when Brian Dawkins came out there and sent me practice, I asked him to come out there, you know, and check me out. He said, I need to train my eyes a little more, you know, make sure my eyes are in the right spots, you know, and it all starts with practice. And if you do it in practice, then it happens in the game. So right now, that's what I'm really, you know, trying to do right now.
Did you do that with Brian?
It was like one of the first, it was during OTAs when he came out to practice and saw me practice. So, you know, basically I've been working on that since then.
Just having a resource like that available to you, yeah. How much has that meant to you?
Man, it means a lot, you know, just because coming here, you know, he was, you know, I've always watched him, you know, and then when I came here, you know, and then I finally, you know, got to talk to him. He told me to take down his contact information, you know, so anytime I have a question about football or even life, you know, I can talk to him about it, you know.
How often do you guys talk?
You know, not too often. I try not to, you know, call him all the time. I've talked to him about once, you know, about once or twice, you know, not too much, though.
Is it nerve-wracking? Knowing that you are a rookie and you want a job on?
I wouldn't necessarily say nerve-wracking, you know, because I feel like I learned faster than the coaches thought I would, you know. So, like I said, I'm just coming out here every day to compete. You know, I knew I could play at this league, and I just want to show that I can.
You and Earl are fighting for a job. What does it feel like? Is nerve-wracking going into this last game?
Not really. You just got to go in and play. You know, we know there's competition there, but that makes both of us better. And, you know, it's been like that all camp.
What was your reaction when you saw the Kenny Phillips just let go?
That's out of my control, man. That kind of stuff happens at this level, and that's part of the business side of it. And, you know, that's, like I said, that's out of my control, so I don't even worry about things I can't control.
Is it disappointing to be competing for a starting job in your fourth year?
No, not at all. I mean, you got to compete every year. You know, every day you go out there and you're competing for a job.
How about your fourth preseason game? Did you beat this
late preseason? Not really, man. Like I said, you know, you're competing every day in practice for a job, so you got to come out on your A game every day, man.
What's the biggest thing you think you have to work on at this point?
Just everything, fundamentals. I mean, and just knowing the defense and just making many plays as you can. That's the bottom line.
I mean, I feel good. You know, I think one thing that's helped us the most is the music the coach has put in the practices has allowed us to communicate louder than we normally would on a regular basis. So, you know, once we get on the field, it's just like clicking. You know, and normally that takes a lot of time to come. It kind of takes probably a couple of games in the regular season, but we got that now. You know, I feel like if we can, you know, get some turnovers, we'll be pretty good.
Last year, I mean, communications was a lot of the reason you guys gave up so many touchdowns. Right. Do you feel a lot better about it right now that this, you know, the back four and five are gonna be able to communicate a lot sounder because of the music, because of the people you've got?
Yeah, I do. Like you said, a lot of big plays happen because of, you know, miscommunication or, you know, people not really knowing what the other guy's going to do. So, you know, that's the first thing is making that communication and gaining that trust from each other. And I think we're building that now.
You know, I think OTAs, first of all, not being able to come, you know, now that I sit back and look at it, was kind of, you know, it was kind of a big part that I missed. But and that's as far as getting the speed down of the game. And I think, you know, it took me a little while, but I think right now, you know, I'm starting to really get the feel of the game. And I was just telling him that, you know, I'm able to just play now. You know, I understand the defense, and, you know, there's still a lot of things that I can get better at. I'm not saying, you know, I'm perfect, but I'm feeling a lot more comfortable within the defense and being able to just play like I did in college.
What do you feel like you have to prove to them now in order to earn a spot around?
For me, personally, everything. You know, I'm never going to be complacent. I always feel like there's something, you know, that I can improve on. You know, I got a lot of love from, you know, the game that I played the other night, but at the end of the night, at the end of the day, I still know that there's a lot of things that I can work on personally and get better on.
What did the coaches like on film from last week's game for you?
You know, we're still watching it. You know, obviously, I should have had an interception, and, you know, I heard about it. Coaches told me about that, but, you know, there's really not been a whole lot of feedback from it. You know, I watched it on my own and figured out what I could do better, what I can't do better, and just work from there.
What did you think you did well when you looked at it and you?
What I think I did. I think I was understanding what they were trying to do in the situations that were coming to me. I think I knew, I watched a lot of film during that week and I was, I was even watching our ones out there trying to figure out what their offense was trying to do to our ones. And so when I came in the game, I was real prepared. I was able to see routes develop and able to jump routes. And that's something that I take a lot of pride in, because I know I'm not, the fastest person out there. But I believe that, with the ability that I have, that I can understand the game and be able to play off that.
As you can see, players very much ready for the challenge of Thursday night and finishing up this preseason strong. And then after that, keeping their fingers crossed as the roster gets paired to 53 players by Saturday at 6 p.m. We return on Tuesday with our final Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And then it's on to MetLife Stadium for the preseason finale. 7 o'clock kickoff. Make sure you check it out on 6 ABC. In Philadelphia, and of course our Fox affiliates in Harrisburg and in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us today and hope you have yourselves a great Eagles Day.